Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Thank you for tuning in, gentlemen, ladies, and kupuna, and children, and baby boomers. Welcome to the Generations Radio Show. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. And it's a resource show. It's a show where you can call me, text me for topics you want to hear about. I'm a certified senior advisor, so I've been trained on several different topics on aging. I also have a CLTC designation, which is Certification of Long-Term Care, where I spend most of my time planning. And so I deal with clients, I counsel families. I'm only a mortgage guy. We'll see a commercial about my company, Smart Open Mortgage. But I wanted to do this show specifically about the different myths and misconceptions about reverse mortgages, because I meet with clients every week and it's still the same things pop up. So I wanted to help our audience, our listeners out there, spread the word and educate people more about the reverse mortgage. So, you know, my background, I was in a restaurant business until I was 28 years old. Got into mortgages, learned about mortgages in 1988. I was a mortgage broker. I worked at First Hawaiian Bank, Bank of Hawaii. And in 2002, a buddy of mine who was at the Bank of Hawaii, I believe at the time, goes, "Hey, you know what a reverse mortgage is?" I said, "Yeah, I think I went to a class on that like 1991, I believe, was it 1990. And about 100 of us mortgage professionals went into the federal office to do a workshop for 2 hours. We all walked out of that workshop going, "What was that?" We're all what I call forward mortgage, regular mortgages, loan officers and managers. And you know, reverse mortgages started in 1989. It came to Hawaii in the early 90s, and it just twisted our head. And like it still does to this day for a lot of regular mortgage people and business professionals, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, you know. And so when I got in this business in 2002, when I did my research about changing my career into reverse mortgages, when I looked at the demographic of aging, we only touched 0.1% of the population that qualify could use a reverse mortgage. I took a leap of faith, and I'm kind of bored. I'm kind of antsy, and I like to do things. I like to keep busy. I guess you can kind of call me A- or A-minus personality, where I wanted to do something. And I want to be able to serve the community with my knowledge, but also give back to the community like this radio show. And we had over 30% of the mortgage business in the country called Financial Freedom. And eventually worked at MetLife, the insurance company with Snoopy. They got into the business, but then the low interest rate environment in the 2010 or 2011, 2012 did not help the insurance business, so they got out of it. So I went back to being a mortgage broker, did mortgage banking, and the company I'm with today is Open Mortgage. We're a top reverse mortgage banker. I say that because you're seeing more mortgage brokers coming into the industry because the regular mortgage side is dying with the interest rates going up. So they're trying to find some other way to make income and commission and to jump into this business. So I would just forewarn you, be careful. A lot of people out there that may talk good, but not as knowledgeable as myself and other professionals. I really think there's only about 3 other people in this industry in Hawaii that have enough experience to give you a full picture of the reverse mortgage without trying to sell you anything. We educate people. I educate people about aging. Reverse mortgage may fit into their life. But as I've been meeting clients every week, things just started continually to pop up, whether it was with clients or the children, attorneys, advisors, insurance people, that I wanted to just show again all the myths of reverse mortgages, misconception of reverse mortgages. And, you know, it's interesting how I tell people what I do. They go, oh, you do that? Is it good? I heard some bad things about it. It's interesting. I say, all of the above. I've heard all that stuff. When I started in 2002, nobody wanted to talk to me until I started doing workshops like this radio show. And we would get 40, 50, 50, 60, 70 people at our workshop. I've done hundreds and hundreds of workshops, and many with attorneys and financial advisors, business people. And it's interesting, after an hour, hour and a half of my presentation, educating them what it is and what it's not, it's interesting how they go, that's all it is? It's just a mortgage that you don't have to pay back every month? I say, yeah, I'm here to tell you the upsides and downsides of the reverse mortgage, but it sounds too good to be true. I said, well, it is a government loan. This is an FHA loan. In my professional opinion, it is one of the safest mortgages out there. It has more bells and whistles and options out there than any other mortgage there is. So how do you get bad media? How do you get, you know, scary stories about the reverse mortgages? You go online, you see a lot of people bashing reverse mortgages. So guys, I'll tell you straight out, it is one of the safest mortgages out there. We require counseling from a third party, where no other mortgage does that. No other financial product does that, guys. Only the reverse mortgage. And it still has a bad reputation. So I can tell you right now, the misconception that reverse mortgages are bad is because it's not the product. It's the people that get it. A lot of times it's the families. A lot of times the loan officer doesn't explain the upsides and downsides and do's and do nots about getting a reverse mortgages. And so that's why these misconceptions and myths about reverse mortgages still happen to this day. I got in 2002. This is 2023, and I'm still hearing the same things. So I'm here to tell you what it is and what it's not, and we'll kind of cover all the different common misconceptions about reverse mortgages. And if you're listening to the show, or you send it to a friend, you listen to the show, what do you think the biggest misconception is? When I trained attorneys, financial advisors, one of these attorneys who I knew, actually, he's been around 20, 30 years, and he goes, hey, Percy, by the way, does a bank still take the home after you die? And this happened like just before COVID, early 2020, I believe it was. And I said, no, that's not how it works. And I go, really, that's not what I heard. And I had a client lose a house, da da da. So there are ways you could lose the house, yes, but we'll cover that a little bit later on. But no, the lender, no mortgage lender wants to take your house away. They're not in the business to lend you money, then take your house when you pass away or can't make your mortgage payment. It's a headache for them. So no, it's just a regular mortgage where you are not required to pay it back ever at all. You can make mortgage payments if you want. What happens when you pass away, basically the family typically will sell the property, condo or a house. There should be some equity left over. And I say should with a tongue in cheek because we should in Hawaii, but there have been situations where the value was below the mortgage balance, and we'll cover that later on. But no, that's why we don't lend you 100% of the value of the property. So no, the lender does not take the home. Typically, when you pass away, last surviving person in the home passes away. You bring out the trust or the will and see who gets the property. If your kids get the property, they decide what they're going to do with the property. And if there's a mortgage balance on there, they'll have to pay that off and the rest of the equity split up. So no, the lender doesn't lend you to take the property when you die. And that's the reason why today, I believe this is August 2023. You're looking at between 33 and 55, 60% of the value will lend you depending on how old you are and depending on where the interest rates are. So the older you get, the more money you get. However, the higher the rate goes, the less money you're going to get when you apply for the reverse mortgage. So those are little things that you need to understand. A lot of times they say, well, my kids won't inherit the property. It's like if you die today, if you have a mortgage on a property, if you die today, same thing. The lender wants to be paid off and the heirs inherit whatever left over. So they'll typically sell the house, pay off the mortgage balance, and the rest they share. A lot of times they'll say, well, I want it for my son. I said, okay, well, does your son want the property? So the son will get whatever equity left over. So if you're talking about giving your inheritance to your kids, you need to talk to your financial advisor. I can't get involved with that. But I did want to explain to you those things. And in my commercial in here, you'll hear my mortgage license number, NMLS, National Mortgage Licensing System, is 582-944, just for identification purposes. So your heirs will inherit whatever equity left over. There were times when the mortgage balance was higher than the value. I had a couple clients in Vegas and Arizona during the financial crisis, the late 2000s, where the value dropped 50, 60, 70, 80%, and the mortgage balance was higher than the value. And so this when I was telling you all the bells and whistles and the benefits of the reverse mortgage, a big benefit is the reverse mortgage is non-recourse. It's about one of the few mortgages that I know of, if any, that is non-recourse. In other words, when you pass away and the mortgage balance is higher than the value, so let's say your house is worth $400,000, but you owe $450,000, basically when you pass away, the lender cannot come after you for the negative difference. Basically, you give the keys to the lender and say, okay, here you go. They cannot come after your other property, your heirs, their bank accounts, your bank accounts at all. It's called non-recourse. Only recourse they have is the house. So yes, in markets like, you know, the downturn in the financial crisis, late 2008 to 2010, 11, there were situations where home values plummeted and the mortgage balance was higher. You can still live in a home. You don't have to give the home up if the value is below the mortgage balance. It's just HUD will take over the loan, the servicing, and watch the value. And then if you have any questions, you can ask HUD. But as long as you pay the property tax and the homeowner's insurance, they can never foreclose upon you. And of course, every mortgage wants you to upkeep the property. And basically, so I had a client in Arizona call me. He said, what do I do? I said, well, as long as you pay the property tax and homeowner's insurance, you're good to go. You mean the lender cannot foreclose upon us? No. So they were really happy. And then before they hung up, the guy goes, wait, Percy. So what happens when I die? If the value is still below my mortgage balance, basically the lender will take the property back. They cannot come after you or your heirs or your bank accounts. And the rest goes on. That's why it is a government loan. And that's why there's mortgage insurance on a property. To be able to have this benefit of the reverse mortgage for people over 62. So that's the government loan. The homeowner will get forced out of the home. That's another myth. They'll be foreclosed upon. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the only time they can be foreclosed upon is if they don't pay their property tax or the homeowner's insurance. And of course, the state want to condemn you, they could, because you don't take care of your property. That can happen whether you have a reverse mortgage or not. So last I heard, about 10% of all homes in the nation were being foreclosed upon because a borrower could not pay their property tax and or their homeowner's insurance. And so as long as you do that, they can never foreclose upon you. I did want to mention there was one incident that Civil Beat covered about early this year or late last year on a Big Island where the lender or the servicer was going to foreclose on the borrower because he didn't do the repairs. So that's one thing also, misconception about the reverse mortgage. People saying, well, my house does it have to be in really good condition? No. We do allow deferred maintenance. So when we do an appraisal on a property, we do allow deferred maintenance, depending on value. and your qualifications. We will do a set aside as long as it's nothing major like electrical, plumbing, foundation, roof. We can set aside money to do the repairs after we close the loan, as long as you have enough equity in your loan, in your house, and as long as you have enough loan proceeds after you pay off your mortgage, if you have a mortgage. So deferred maintenance is allowed. So you're allowed to do that. So this case in the Big Island, the guy didn't fix his railing, which would have cost him about $500. And basically what happened is he should have got it done when he closed the loan like 10 years ago. And the lender foreclosed. So I guess some attorney said, hey, wait a minute. This is so old. You're going to foreclose on this guy after 10 years for not fixing his railing for $500? So they went to court, and a judge actually stayed the foreclosure. She kind of blamed the lender, the servicer, for foreclosing on him for $500, where either somebody could easily fix it for $500 or more or less, and would have the homeowner been fine. So there is a clause in there where you do have to fix the property within 9 to 12 months. That is a requirement. The lender didn't follow up, I guess, over the 10-year period. And so they found out later on, and so they wanted to foreclose on the guy. It was an easy fix. Unfortunately, you know, in society, families, it fell through the cracks. So the judge stayed the foreclosure. Where it's at right now in August of 2023, I don't know. But all this information is in the article from Civil Beat. And I actually emailed the writer from Civil Beat saying, in the future, if you have any articles on reverse mortgages, I can help with make a comment or at least give you the guidelines on specific criteria programs about the reverse mortgage. Because I would guesstimate 98% of all reverse mortgages are government loans. We call HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. But we do have jumbo loans in the country, which were, we use them for properties over $1 million in most areas, especially in Hawaii, or for condominiums that cannot get FHA approved. So it's something that I've been witness to a few different cases here, court cases. So I'm able to provide some pertinent information. If you have any questions about reverse mortgages, or you have a reverse mortgage, you're having some problems, you can always call or text me. I will need more details to get further into what your situation is, but you can always call or text me, email me. I'll be more than happy to help you out, because I'm really adamant about getting the real word and educate people about the reverse mortgage. It's been going on for years. I've been doing it longer than anybody else in the state of Hawaii, and there's very few people still around that have been doing it as long as I am in the country. And I really want to spend this time to educate the public and you, listeners, and your families about the misconceptions and the myths about reverse mortgages, so we can get it straight. Another misconception is they think that the reverse mortgage will affect the Social Security or Medicare or even Medicaid qualifications. It does not affect Social Security because the money you pull out from the reverse mortgage is not taxable. It's not income. When it comes to Medicare, it does not affect Medicare at all either because it's not income. It's just equity. It's tax-free. When it comes to Medicaid, that's a whole other ballpark because you have to get state qualifications. So you want to talk to the Medicaid people, whether in Hawaii or in the mainland. A little bit slightly different qualifications for Medicaid. It may affect qualifications for long-term care. For Medicaid, I know that for a fact. So you need to talk to a Medicaid specialist. If you need somebody, give me a call. I can refer you people that I trust. I've been doing this a long time, so I know most of the players in town. Can a homeowner pay the property taxes on a reverse mortgage, with reverse mortgage? Yes. A few years back, early in the show, I said, about 10% of people are in foreclosure because they couldn't pay their property taxes and homeowner insurance. It's hard to imagine living in Hawaii how that could happen, because we have one of the lowest property taxes in the country. And we have one of the lowest homeowner insurance in the country. as well, except we have hurricane. But there are places that have high, very, very high taxes, property tax, homeowners insurance. So we started a program a few years back where we can actually set aside money to pay your property tax and homeowners insurance. Oh, excuse me. I've been talking so long all day long, but we call it a LISA. And we calculate how much property tax and homeowner insurance you're going to have over a designated period, depending on how old you are. And we'll set aside money from your reverse mortgage proceeds to pay that for you. So you don't have to worry about paying it yourself. So that's really, really important, because it guarantees that you won't be foreclosed upon because of property tax. Your lender will be responsible for paying the property tax and the homeowner's insurance proceeds every year for you. So it's very, very good program. I recommend that to almost everybody, as long as it depends on how much equity you have left in the home and how much your line of credit is going to be. So a lot of people goes, what do you mean by line of credit? So one of the big things about the reverse mortgage is that for the most part, people use the reverse mortgage as a home equity line. So just give you a real ballpark. We got to take a short break here, but before we take a break, I just want to tell you. So let's say your house is worth $1 million. So don't quote me on this, because it's just estimates, because we don't know where, when you listen to the show or a year from now or next week, what the interest rates may be. Because like I said, your line of credit or the money you proceeds from the reverse mortgage is based off of the value, interest rates, and age of the youngest borrower in the home. So if you're 70 and your wife is 62, you're going to get less money because we're going to base it off your wife's age of 62. Now, if you're only just yourself, 70, and no wife, no spouse, nobody else on the title, then yes, we'll get more money if you're 70 years old. Now, I will tell you that there's a little caveat to this, that when I got in this business in 2002, I believe the FHA limit was $386,000. 21 years forward, 2023, I believe it's $1 million. FHA is $1,050,000, I believe. I got to go double check that. So don't quote me on that. But yeah, the lending limit has gone up tremendous, more than three times since we started in 2002. So you can go online and check the lending limit for the reverse mortgage and FHA. But the proceeds you get, depending on how much, if you have a mortgage balance or not, would be able to pay the property tax and the homeowner insurance for you. So it's a great benefit, and it allows you to take advantage of that, because you may forget next year, or when you get older, 5 years from now, hopefully you don't get dementia, it'll be able to pay that for you. So remember now, all these proceeds you take out from the reverse mortgage is tax-free. So that's one of the things that I recommend people talk to their kids about, talk to the professional financial advisors, I talk to a spouse about. It's very, very important. So I'm going to take a short break. I'm kind of, my throat's getting a little sore. I'm going to take a water break, and I'll be right back. I'm Percy Ehara, your reverse mortgage specialist here.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ehara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988, and at the age of 42, got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road, when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117. NMLS 582-944.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy Ihara, your host. As you guys know, my day job is the reverse mortgage specialist. I've been doing it 21 years in Hawaii and been educating professionals and consumers and their families for all these 21 years. And I really spent a lot of time meeting with people, educating them, doing presentations. I speak around town quite a bit as a certified senior advisor and a person that specializes in long-term care planning. If you want a presentation, give me a call, 808-234-3117, or just leave me a voicemail or your information. Text me, either one. I can send you some information. So we're talking today about reverse mortgage and 10 myths about the reverse mortgage, because every week, you know, especially recently, bringing people not understanding what the reverse mortgage is and making assumptions about the reverse mortgages, and that prompted me to, I guess I got to do another show about reverse mortgages. So I want to cover that, educate you. You can always go back to the show, have your financial advisor, your attorney, listen to the show, or they can call me. I can educate them in about a half an hour. But I really wanted to address a lot of these things, all these misconceptions I hear almost on a daily, weekly basis. So talk about the bank does not take your house. You can have a mortgage. We're going to pay that off. It is tax-free. As long as you pay your property tax, homeowner insurance, upkeep the property, you can never be foreclosed upon. You can never be forced out of the home. And we don't lend you 100% of the value, guys. We lend you anywhere from 33 to maybe 50, 55, 60% of the value, depending on how old you are. Obviously, the older you are, the more you're going to get. The younger you are, the less you're going to get. So can you imagine living in your home for 20, 30 years without making a mortgage payment? Yes, it is deferred interest. That's one of the things we'll cover in a little bit. But can you put a dollar value on your quality of life? So it's really important to educate yourself about the reverse mortgage. Learn all the do's and don'ts. Learn all the ins and outs of the reverse mortgage, because to me, this is the product of the future. To me, as we all get older, the key is to pay off all your debt when you retire. But I would tell you 60, 70% of people that I run into still have some kind of debt, still have a mortgage payment. And it's really hard to retire if you still have a mortgage payment. You know, it's very, very hard. So that's one of the things I tell people. But I did want to mention, some people asked me, do I have to qualify? Yes, you have to qualify. In the old days, what, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, basically you don't need income, but now you need income because we have to make sure you have enough residual income after we pay your property tax and your homeowner insurance to be able to live a decent life. So we use a residual income kind of format to qualify you. If you don't have enough income, we have a set aside to pay your property tax and your homeowner insurance. So that's a long conversation. Call me if you want to get qualified. Call me if you want to have a private conversation on the phone, via Zoom, or I'd like to meet in person. I do want to see your house depending on the condition of the house. Like I said, we do allow deferred maintenance. A lot of people don't know that. And so there is a threshold on how much deferred maintenance we will allow and what kind of deferred maintenance that is. So I want to take a look at the house. I'm not an appraiser, but I did want to forewarn you on things that we may see or the appraiser may see. So it's very important to understand that. You know, you can have a mortgage, so we have to have enough equity to be able to get the reverse mortgage to pay off your current mortgage right now, if you have one. If you do not have a mortgage, you did it right. If you did not have, you do not have a mortgage, this is the best time to get a reverse mortgage, because the money you qualify for would be all put in a line of credit. Just like the line of credits at the banks and credit unions, the difference is, a couple of differences, you're not required to take any money out from the line of credit. You're not required to pay it back ever again. And here's, to me, the biggest benefit of the reverse mortgage. The line of credit has what's called a credit line growth rate. What does that mean? When I first started, I looked at it like, what is that? Basically, your line of credit grows every year, every month, but as long as you have money in your line of credit. It has nothing to do with your property value. Only has to do with the interest rates and how much equity lines funds are still in there. So every month you'll get a statement reflecting how much your line of credit is. And so the benefit is that when the interest rates go up, so does your line of credit interest rate, your credit line growth rate go up. So that's one thing that people need to understand. So let's say you have a $400,000 line of credit. You don't touch it for 10 years. It's compounded increase in credit line growth rate. So you're looking at growing $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 more in a 10-15 year period. So that's your safety net. I call it, and we've been calling this, a standby line of credit. It sits there and it just grows every month, every year, guaranteed to you. You're not required to pay it back at all. You're not required to take it out, but sits there when you need the money. So a lot of time people will call me, hey, Percy, it's like you're to my ATM machine. I said, yeah, kind of like, because you can take the money out at any time. It takes anywhere from 5 to 10 business days, depending on the time of year, to be direct deposited into your bank account. I say that because during the holiday period, everybody's taking money out, so the time frame may be a little slower, but it's direct deposited into your bank account. The other misconception is that my financial advisor will not like it. Well, it is still a thought with some financial advisors. It is. I have to be honest with you. But when I educate the advisors and they understand how the reverse mortgage works, and they have to have a little experience. Until they have a client that needs or wants a reverse mortgage, they have really only book information. Or they might listen to my presentation. But it's really hard to read how to conceptualize how the reverse mortgage works. Because I can tell you hundreds and hundreds of stories where we've helped borrowers in my last 21 years. And if the financial advisor could hear these stories or knew about these stories, they'll go, wow, that's really interesting. And it benefited the borrower. So there's so many different kind of questions that I asked the families and the financial advisor, whether they need the reverse mortgage or not, whether it benefits them or not, and what kind of risk involved if they have it versus not having a reverse mortgage. So that's for another conversation. That's why I would highly recommend you give me a call. This one's pretty big. This happened to me just yesterday. So I met with a family a month ago, and now they're saying, well, so I went over the benefit. There's no mortgage on our property. We're going to set up a line of credit for the homeowner and explain to them that it's a line of credit. And so this homeowner wanted to fix the house up. Some minor renovations, I would guesstimate anywhere from 50 to 80,000, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. Don't quote me on that. But so you take it out when you need the money, and we're going to start charging interest on when you take the money out. That's how all line of credits work. The line of credit at bank will require you the next month to make an interest payment. And no principal, just interest. So the reverse mortgage line of credit, you're not required to. So I tell homeowners, if you can afford to pay a payment, make a payment. Because there may come a time, or will come a time, where maybe now you won't be able to make a payment, so don't make a payment. So if you don't make a payment on a reverse mortgage, which most people don't, it's just deferred interest. In the industry, we call it a negative amortization loan, where like a credit card, it works exactly like a credit card. You know, you get out a $10,000 credit card, use all the $10,000, there's a monthly payment you pay every month, right? You guys all know this, right? That monthly payment will not be able to pay off that credit card ever unless interest rates go down. So talk to your financial advisor, talk to the credit card company, and ask them that. If I pay this minimum payment, will they ever be able to pay off the balance? Most times they're not. They do not. They will not. So the reverse mortgage is kind of the same thing. It's interest added to the balance. So yes, we collect the interest on interest and the principal balance. Yeah. There's worse things in life than negative amortization. You know, worst thing in life, you have to sell the property. Worst case in life, you're not going to be able to fix the house up. Worst case in life, you're going to stress out because you can't afford to live in the home or be able to go out to a nice dinner or go on a vacation. And a lot of times, people are using the reverse mortgage to pay for care. So it's really important to understand negative amortization. In a perfect world, it's not a good thing. But in our world today, you're using home equity to be able to age in place, to be able to live comfortably in your home, to maybe fix your home up, maybe pay for long-term care, to travel, help the kids out, buy a new car. One lady was thinking about using the mortgage proceeds from the reverse mortgage to pay her premium for long-term care insurance because she wanted long-term care insurance, but she couldn't afford a premium. As you guys know, the older you are, the more the long-term care insurance premium may be. So talk to your financial advisor. If not, I can refer you one. But yeah, it could cost you $3,000 to $5,000 a year or more. But I tell people, listen, you want to pay that, let's say $5,000 a year. You want to pay $5,000 a year or $5,000 a month? Talk to a financial professional about long-term care. So this lady wanted to, she couldn't afford to pay the premium. So she said, can I use the reverse mortgage proceeds, take out $5,000 a year to pay my premium? I said, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's something that people got to understand how to use the reverse mortgage. And you know, if they want advice or my opinion, I'm more happy to give it to them without any recourse. By the way, I'm only a fiduciary. I'm only here to give you the best things for you. Another misconception is that the children don't like the reverse mortgage. And that is kind of true to a certain extent, like advisors, until they get educated on what a reverse mortgage is. And it's really, really important to the kids to understand the basics. It's a little bit of financial literacy. You don't need to know a lot. But the main thing is to learn the do's and don'ts. What's the upside? What's the downside? So people think, well, I don't like negative amortization. I don't care. I don't like it. Okay, well, let's make a list of things that's a positives, like it's tax-free money. It's going to free up cash flow. It could pay your property tax and homeowners insurance. It could pay your long-term care insurance premiums. It will be able to fix the house up, you know, give you peace of mind knowing that you have a standby line of credit, got rid of your mortgage payment, maybe help your kids through college, pay for long-term care for your parents or even yourself if you don't have long-term care insurance. And that's 9 items right there I just mentioned on the benefits of the reverse mortgage. How would that benefit your life and how would that improve the quality of life? Tremendously, people. So it's really important to understand that. I tell people if you don't have a mortgage, you don't have spouses, heirs, this is the best thing for you. Use it as a standby line of credit for you to enjoy life. I just came back from Boston, took my son to college, and I was just thinking about, gosh, I'm going to be an empty nester now. And so I started thinking just this morning, actually, about a bucket list. I've been thinking about it for years. Don't worry. I've been thinking about it. So I thought, wow, we're going to travel more. I made a note on my phone. I use my calendar on my phone. Every week, we're going to clean one room. So every few weeks, we'll have the whole house clean because we don't do that when I have my son around. So start my back room, my bedroom, my kitchen, my living room, my storage room, my garage. Just start cleaning up. Once a week, we find one area of the house to clean up. That's part of my bucket list. Because once I'm done, I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to be golfing more. I'm going to go to Vegas more. I really want to go check out Branson, Missouri. That's the aging capital of all people that love older music. I heard so much about it. I'm going to go to Japan. I want to go back to Europe. I want to be able to have dinner with friends and family, donate to community, help the Humane Society, help the Hawaii Theater, the symphony. I want to be able to go see friends on the mainland. So those are the things how the benefit of the reverse mortgage. So It is the product of the future, guys. It's something that really need to understand how to reverse mortgage worse. So please listen to the show. Give me a call. I'll sit down with you for a while, educate you about the reverse mortgage and how it can benefit you. I'm all about quality of life. I'm all about living well. And if that's what you want, this thing, reverse mortgage product, can do that for you. Yes, there's downsides. So that's why when I see these commercials, I kind of laugh a little bit. You see commercials on TV. You see commercials on social media. That's all true. Except they need to say, please meet with me. Please let me educate you. Please let's have a private conversation. Because I'm not going to tell you all the good stuff. I'm going to tell you some of the bad stuff too. Like you have to pay the property tax and insurance. Yes, there's a negative amortization. And I'll finish up here with the last misconception about that I run into all the time with financial advisors, insurance agents, CPAs, attorneys, is that the closing costs are too high. Well, honest to God truth, it is higher than a regular mortgage for sure. This is an FHA loan. So you're going to have closing costs that have what's called a mortgage insurance through FHA. That is 2% of the appraised value up to, I think it's $1 million now. Don't quote me on that. So that's a lot of money. That's 2% of the value. So yeah, $18,000, $20,000. That would be just for the closing costs for just the FHA mortgage insurance premium annually. I'm sorry, one-time fee. There is a annual of 0.5%. Which isn't a lot, but it's enough to open your eyes a little bit. So that insurance protects the borrower, you, that we can never foreclose upon you as long as you pay the property tax and the homeowner's insurance and upkeep the property. That's always standard on any kind of mortgage. Guarantees that we can never get rid of or cut your reverse mortgage home equity line of credit. And it protects the lender that if the value goes below the mortgage and you pass away, last remaining person on title pass away, that we can't come after you for the deficit, your bank accounts, or your heirs. So that's really, really critical. And so there's a counseling fee as well, but all the rest closing costs are the same. We do have jumbo loans where we look at over $1 million home or for condominiums that are not FHA approved. But those closing costs for those jumbo loans don't have mortgage insurance. A little safer loan. It is higher rate. But the closing cost is pretty standard like any mortgage. So those kind of things, there's so much things as you've been listening to this show, is that a lot of information. And you need to get the detailed, correct answers to all your questions and to all these myths to make sure you understand the thoroughness of this. If you have a financial advisor, I'll work with your financial advisor, meet with your financial advisor, or your attorney, your CPA, your insurance agent, your realtor, because you can buy property with a reverse mortgage. We're seeing people sell their house and buy into a condo. Or I had a doctor sell his nice house, move into a smaller house. And so he used the proceeds for down payment, but he didn't want to pay cash. So he put down 50%, and I covered the other 50% with the reverse mortgage. So it's a way to buy up or buy down using a reverse mortgage. So it's really critical. As you can tell, it can be a little bit complicated. It can be a little bit confusing. So I'm here to tell you, just explain to you how to use this, how to make this thing work. It's so critical to educate yourself on how this works. And unfortunately, it's not something you can read online. It's not something that you can understand thoroughly just by this one session on the radio show. It probably won't even be even hard to understand after spending an hour, 2 hours with me. So typically what I'll do is I'll sit down with you for about an hour, either at your home or Zippy's or Starbucks, wherever you want to meet at. That's relatively quiet. So I can show you some numbers, showing how much your line of credit is going to be, closing costs, and give you some benefit of how to use a reverse mortgage by finding out what your life's like and what do you want to do and how is the reverse mortgage going to benefit you. And then I'll give you a week or two to digest that, talk to any professionals or members of the family, and I'll meet with you again with your family or your financial advisors to go over the benefits of the reverse mortgage and project out what life may be down the road, when you need long-term care, how you're going to pay for long-term care, what kind of financial situation when one spouse passes away and a remaining spouse, how are they going to survive and live? How are you going to handle repairs on the house, you know, future termite treatment, painting, buy a new car, paying for long-term care, all these things and above is something that's really critical in understanding how to live your life and if you want to age in place. So it's really important to get situated. You can always call me if you have a reverse mortgage now. You can refinance the reverse mortgage, by the way. Just depends on how big your mortgage balance is, depends on how old you are, and depending on where the value is at your home today. Those three things, and of course, the last one, where the interest rates are. So really critical. So I can help you if you want to refinance your reverse mortgage. It is possible. Depends on, like I said, the value, interest rates, how old you are now, and what the mortgage balance is. It is a lifelong mortgage. You have the mortgage typically for the rest of your life. So I'm younger than you, hopefully. I'm going to be in this business for a long time. A lot of my clients will call me, or even people that never got the reverse mortgage from me, but call me because they have questions about the reverse mortgage. Or the children will call me because they have questions about the reverse mortgage and they don't want to deal with the people on the mainland. So I get calls every week from families that have a reverse mortgage. They have questions of what to do. So it's really important to understand that. And by the way, I had a cute lady that for many years should call me up and say, Percy, I'm looking at using some of the reverse mortgage funds to buy a new car. I said, great. What kind of car are you going to get? You know, or she want to help her kids out, or she want to take her family on a cruise. You don't need lender approval to pull the money out. If you call me, I'll give you my personal opinion, upsides and downsides of whether to use the money or not. But I'm not here to tell you how to use the money. The lender does not require approval for use of funds. But it's just important. I'm trained on aging, this part of them coming down the mountain. And I will help you as a fiduciary to explain to you the do's and don'ts of how things work and give you resources if I can help you and professionals that you can trust out there that I work with to navigate aging. Because you may be 70 now, but how is life going to be at 75 or 80? Imagine how's life going to be at 90. I think about that myself. So I'm actually 63. I'm actually thinking about that down the road. I'm trying to plan with my wife what life's going to be like down the road. That's something I recommend everybody do. It's hard to think that much forward, but you really have to. Depending on your health, obviously, you really need to start thinking that way. So I'm just going to pass on all this information to you guys on our weekly show here at Generations Radio to educate you about what the do's and don'ts are, the benefits, the downsides of aging and different reverse mortgage questions. If you have a question I can't answer, I'll refer you to a professional that can answer your questions. But I'm here to provide as a resource to the community, resource to you and your families, how to navigate aging. I love the play many years ago. It was called Aging is Not for Sissies. So if you went to my workshop, my Aging in Place workshop last month at the Alamon Hotel, I wore the shirt in the morning. Well, actually, I wore the shirt all day long. It was called Aging is Not for Sissies. And it's a cute little shirt. I wish they would redo the play again. But it's something I think we all need to understand and how to navigate aging, because it can be very difficult. And we can probably live a lot longer than you maybe want to. So all these kind of tips I'm going to give you, I'm more than happy to meet with you, like I said, and provide this in person. If you want me to talk to your group on different aging issues, give me a call, text me. My number again is 808-234-3117. And I am Percy Ihara, your certified senior advisor and certified person in long-term care planning. As always, everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117, NMLS 582-944.